Originally envisioned to provide low-cost natural gas as an alternative to wood and oil heat, the Interior Energy Project is falling a little short. That was the message from Interior Gas Utility General Manager Jomo Stewart at a recent Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation-hosted meeting.
This project is simply not going to look, at least not coming out of the chute, the way we wanted it to look.
The primary issue is the projected price of natural gas to customers along a limited distribution network in the core areas of Fairbanks and North Pole. The project targeted a price equivalent to heating oil, or $15 per 1,000 cubic feet, but Stewart shared a current projection that's somewhat higher.
$20.20.
Stewart says there's potential for the price to drop if more than expected property owners convert their heating systems to burn natural gas. The price could also go down if the project secures a better Cook Inlet gas supply deal after the current contract expires in 3 years.
We have that back-end option or opportunity to try to find that more favorably priced gas.
The price tag for the Interior Energy Project is $346 million. That includes Cook Inlet gas processing, Fairbanks area LNG storage and distribution facilities, as well as the gas transportation and distribution systems of Fairbanks Natural Gas, a private company purchased by the state's Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority to forward the project. Stewart says Fairbanks Natural Gas does check out financially.
The corporation, its personnel, assets, and operating systems is solvent and sound and adequate to provide a foundation for utility system growth and expansion.
The cost of FNG is $60 million, a price critics contend is too high, but under the deal with the state, the nonprofit IGU would benefit from very favorable financing, including bonding and super low interest rates.
So no interest payments, no principal payments, no interest accruing for the first 15 years, with a 35-year payback period thereafter at 0.25% interest. As I've described it, it's the sweetest student loan you ever heard of.
Stewart also describes the terms as necessary to finance a high-risk project hinged on hope that people will convert to natural gas. That was a slam-dunk proposition 10 years ago when oil prices were high and the project was first envisioned, but less so now, leaving the possibility of fewer than expected customers. Stewart says even in the worst case, the project should remain viable.
To continue to operate, to provide service, and even meet its debt service.
The Interior Energy Project's goal has always been providing lower-cost, cleaner energy to as many people as possible. That's key to reducing pollution from wood heating. Local air quality advocate Patrice Lee, who attended the FEDCO meeting, says the current Interior Energy Project plan is a tough call, given local air quality and economic constraints, and citizens should not feel pressured to accept it as is.
The original goals of the Interior Energy Project, I think, are still good goals. They can be met. We just need to think outside the box, perhaps, and use our resources very wisely.
Lee will have some say in what happens in the future as a newly elected member of the IGU board. Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation CEO Jim Dodson stresses that even though the Interior Energy Project has fallen short of initial targets, it has potential, noting the possibility of federal subsidies to help customers convert to gas, but only if the community commits to the project.
That will allow people to step forward and say, let's find ways to make this work. It is up to us to make this happen if we want to.
Draft contracts to take over the Interior Energy Project from the state are being reviewed by the IGU board. The utility's steward emphasizes that the public will have opportunities to learn about and comment on any deal this fall before the board votes. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.